So in this week's Parashas Bahaloscha,
yes,
at least in America, North America, we read about the Inyan of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the second Passover. In other words, we're familiar with the first Passover, Pesach, that we know that on the 14th day, well, Chag HaMatzos, what we call Pesach, begins the night of the 15th. But on the 14th, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, we have the mitzvah of preparing the Karban Pesach, getting the Paschal Lamb ready. And everyone's obligated in bringing a Paschal Lamb. And what's unique about the Karban Passover, usually to get a punishment, you have to actively not, you have to actively do something wrong. But by Mila and Karban Pesach, those are two positive mitzvahs that failure to perform them is Yechayev Kares. But nevertheless, the halacha is we start preparing from Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Torah tells us someone who's Tameh, someone who you have to be Tahar, you have to be pure to be involved with the Paschal Lamb, or someone is Derech Rechoka, they are pure, they are not Tameh, but they're far away. They're too far. What's considered Derech Rechoka? What do you mean too far away? So Derech Rechoka means, let's say from the time, if you take from Chatzos, from midday on Erev Pesach until Shkia, so the time it takes a regular person to walk normally, so whatever the amount is, so if you're longer than that, let's say it's 5 hours, I'm making up the time, whatever it is, or how many miles it is, whatever it, let's say it's back then when they were, let's say, walking by foot, maybe camel. So let's assume that they whatever travel, whatever the normal mode was, they couldn't get to Yushalayim in time. So that's someone Derech Rechoka. So the halacha is, we learn in this parasha, if you're a Derech Rechoka, you get a chance to bring a Pesach Sheni. That was when, not today, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, and when they had a Pesach Rishon, so then they could talk about bringing a Pesach Sheni. But the halacha is Derech Rechoka. So there was an interesting, the Noda B'Yehuda was one of the great rabbis, and he had good students as well. So after the Noda B'Yehuda passed away, I guess it was the late 1700s, so his students started draying around, clearing, like, what's the situation? They say if you derech rechoka, but bizman ha-gemara, they only walked or had camels. Today we have planes, trains, and automobiles, as I think that was the name of a movie, plane, trains, and automobiles. So we have much quicker ways of getting there. So in other words, so when we say derech rechoka, do we go by miles or we go by minutes? If let's say, if more than 2 miles away is Derech Rechoka, the fact I could get there in 30 seconds doesn't make a difference. So they say, no, it goes by time. Whatever time it took me to get there, so if I take a plane and fly from somewhere else, as long as I get in within that time, I'm not considered Derech Rechoka. So that was a discussion they had, and they left it unresolved. They said Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully, it's not a practical question today. We don't need an answer. Soon the Beis HaMikdash will come, and we'll have Tchias HaMesim. We'll ask our Rebbe. We'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll get our answer. Okay, that's the way they left it. However, the commentators point out that might be true regarding Karban Pesach, but there's another halacha we can't wait. It applies even today. And that's the laws of Avelus. There are laws of mourning. When you lose a loved one, so you're in Avelus. So the Gemara Moed Katan has an interesting discussion. The Gemara says, let's say someone's going to visit their family members. You know, they have no idea. And all of a sudden they walk in and they're sitting on the floor mourning mommy or daddy, whatever the case may be, or another close relative. And he said, what's going on here? What are you doing? Oh, didn't you hear? Papa passed away. Abba passed away. Daddy passed away. So the shaila is, and let's say they're on day three now. They're in the middle of mourning. The question is, could he just join in now with the rest of them and start counting day four and five? Or no, he has to count, he has to start day one. So the Gemara has an interesting halacha that when you started your trip with Derech Krova was considered close, then you could continue. But if you came from Derech Rechoka, you can't. So the question is, what does that mean? Derech close or far away. So the poskim say, so we get this halacha from Korban Pesach. In other words, where do we find Derech Rechoka and Derech Krova from the laws of Pesach Sheni? So it said, but there we don't have to do a half a day. By Pesach, Korban Pesach, it's only from midday until sunset, but Avelus is a full day, so whatever the amount is to walk a full day during that time, is that considered Derech Krova? In other words, do I go by how many miles it is? If I go by distance, it doesn't make a difference how you're traveling, but we get the distance by how much it would take a normal person to walk. What did I say? No, that was only Bizman HaGemara. Bizman HaZeh, we have plane, trains, and automobiles. We could go anywhere in one day. So that was the question. So we have a principle by Avelis, another Gemara in Moed Katan. Halacha kedivrei hamekel b'Avelis. When we have a doubt regarding laws of mourning, we always are lenient. I guess lenient in the case, by us meaning lenient, we minimize the mourning period. So since it's an open-ended, unresolved debate, what is meant by Derech Rechoka, do we go by time or do we go by distance? So therefore, by Korban Pesach, which is a biblical law, we'll have to wait. And Mehiru Yibana Beis HaMikdash. But by Avelis, we could be lenient. Halacha kedivrei hamekel b'Avelis. However, Ramosha Feinstein asked, but you mean, but so Bizman HaZeh, you could take a plane from anywhere. You could go from Israel to America in one day. So there's no, and today, and it's only going to get quicker. Elon Musk is working on things. So does that mean we don't have Derech Rechoka anymore? So Ramosha says he finds that difficult to say. That he says, if the Torah is eternal, if it's Derech Rechoka, so maybe what is Derech Rechoka? That will change. But you can't say that there is no Derech Rechoka today. So I'm not sure where Moshe gets it from, but he says it must mean then, so if you're on the same continent, we'll call it Derech Krova. But if you're on a different continent, you come from Israel to America, America to Israel, so then we'll consider that Derech Rechoka. So Ramosha didn't think that if you came from a different continent, you could say, then you would have to keep a full Shiva. And therefore, that's how they point out. So regarding Korban Pesach, the rule is that we don't know. We leave it open-ended because we're not bringing a Korban Pesach today. But regarding Avelis, we would consider that person, if he came from the same continent, he'd consider Derech Krova and he could continue counting. And if it's Derech Rechoka, it's a different type of Avelis. It's something called a Shmua Krova, a Shmua Rechoka. That's different. That's when you hear about it. So if you hear about it within the first 30 days, so then you have a full Shiva. If you hear about the loss of your mother or father after a month, then you might only have to sit one day. But here it's a different halacha. We're not talking about when you heard it. Here you definitely heard it within 30 days. The question is whether, and you have to keep Shiva. The question is, are you included in that Shiva? So since halacha kedivrei hameko, we are. So even though, according to Ramosha, in halacha, we're still considered far away from Eretz Yisrael over in America. It's considered Derech Rechoka, but as I think they quote the Kuzari of Yehuda Halevi, he lived in Europe. So he used to always say, Libi b'Mizrach, even though Vani b'Sof Mara, even though I'm far away, I'm b'Sof Marav, but my heart's towards the E, my heart's in Yerushalayim. So even though maybe we went Derech Rechoka l'Halacha, Halava b'Makshava, you know, Libi, our hearts hopefully are facing Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash as we do, not only our hearts, as we do when we daven daily.